Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good. We're going to talk about testosterone. I haven't talked about that in a long time. You know, both cross-sectional and longitudinal studies demonstrate that serum testosterone concentration decreases, and there are increases in sex hormone binding globulin and decreases in free testosterone as we age. And I guess the question is not so much is that news, but is that bad news? This is sometimes, at least in the commercial world, referred to as andropause or late onset hypogonadism. However, you know, if you compare it with menopause, where there's complete estrogen deficiency and known clinical consequences, you know, we're still not sure the impact of what a decline in testosterone means. It doesn't go to zero. It's usually modest. There are some clinical consequences, but they haven't been well established. Lots of rumor, lots of conjecture, lots of marketing of products to older men who may be fearful of their declining testosterone. You know, we do know that there are changes in body function that occur in aging men that are similar to the manifestations of hypogonadism that we see with known disease. So that obviously raises the possibility that the decline in testosterone production with aging may also be associated with some of these things. Now, if we supplement testosterone and give men testosterone, there are also potential side effects, such as feeding testosterone-dependent diseases, things perhaps like prostate disease and coronary artery disease and the like. You are going to help us understand the impact on a particular problem, and that is cognition. The article that you chose came from JAMA. It was published in 2017. It starts on page 717. It asks the clinical question, does supplemental testosterone improve cognitive function in memory-impaired older men who have documented low testosterone levels? Mark, what did the researchers find?
Well, they found that, I'll tell you what they found in a minute, but they studied men 65 and older, 493 of them, who had a serum testosterone. They measured it twice in the morning, and it was a mean AM testosterone less than 275. They all had age-associated memory impairment, which is subjective memory complaints and a performance on a memory test that was between 1 and 2 standard deviations below that of a 20 to 24-year-old. So none of them had significant cognitive impairment, which was measured using the mini mental state of less than 24. None had severe depression. So it was a group of men where they were starting to have some mild memory problems, and the question is, does testosterone help that? And so they randomized these men to testosterone gel. It was a 1% gel at an initial dose of 5 grams daily or matching placebo gel. The dose was then adjusted by a study investigator till they got to a level of 500 to 800 nanograms per deciliter in terms of the serum testosterone, which is typical for younger men. And so they adjusted it as well in the placebo group in order to, you know, mask. They just sort of did fake adjustments of the placebo to keep the masking. They had really good follow-up. 97% were still there a year later. Unfortunately, they didn't find any significant improvements in paragraph recall scores, visual memory, executive function, or spatial ability. So all of these cognitive measures, none of them, unfortunately, were improved. So the bottom line is that testosterone supplementation for older men with age-associated memory impairment and a low baseline testosterone didn't help in terms of their cognitive or memory function.
I wonder if they interviewed these men's partners and if they saw any changes either in cognition or in behaviors, because they may have something to say, and maybe they were wiping off the testosterone as quickly as they could. Kidding aside, I do wonder if these are objective measures, paragraph recall, visual memory, executive function, et cetera. But I wonder subjectively if either the partners or the patients themselves were able to detect any difference, because maybe those are the wrong measures and that there really are some changes that occur.
Yeah, and there are studies, you know, particularly looking at treatment of Alzheimer's that have compared caregiver assessments with, you know, sort of more objective measures. And I agree, that would have been a nice piece to add. Unfortunately, I don't think they had that in this study.
Thanks, Mark. Nice study, and at least we don't have to go out for this particular reason and buy testosterone, although we have to remember what the findings were.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll talk to you next week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.